Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC. Sports Radio
680, the fan, WCNN, North Atlanta. Look, it's broadcast comedy.
One more thing.
156, Domino Cellini wrapping up the week here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Chuck and Chernoff in studio with us as well. We'll play some birthdays and have some fun shortly. But one more thing, as always, brought to you by Oxendine Law. Had enough at home, can't take one more thing? OXLawFirm.com, the place to go.
I don't know how many people pay for education at Princeton. You know, there's financial aid and there's a whole bunch of other things. There's no scholarships, though. I don't know if you guys heard that. There's no scholarships. Do you know what the listed tuition at Princeton is?
I'm bad at this. $80,000 a year.
$95,000.
$79,000 a
cheap.
Year.
Cheap.
Look at
wow.
you.
But once
you
I hit the
won,
nail on the
well,
head.
You went over, so you would not have won the Showcase Showdown.
I'm honestly surprised it's not more expensive.
So, Matt, I gave this number earlier. Their endowment is $36 billion. Mm-hmm. If you add up the other 15 teams in the Sweet 16, it's $24 billion total. Which school do you think has the lowest endowment of all the schools that were available in the Sweet 16? I'll give you a hint. They won yesterday.
FAU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got...
FAU is a commuter school that, like, was literally smaller than my thumb.
Still got over
point.
$200 million, yeah. $250 million in their endowment. Princeton is $35 billion. The next biggest. Who do you think the next biggest in the Sweet 16 was?
This
is a little
FAU?
Bit surprising.
Texas, the state system of Texas
is
like
third.
But that's the whole state system. That's like 32
oh,
million.
San Diego
no,
State.
They're listed at 5.6 billion. Princeton
so
is 36.
Yeah, the state system of Texas is monster.
UCLA.
UCLA is a $6 billion school in terms of endowments. Mm-hmm. All right. They do these things where they go, what's the biggest win? My cost. I told you, Princeton's only $1.9 million is what they spend on basketball. So they look at upsets and they go, yeah, but what was the financial? And if you get to 8 times, 9 times, and we've gotten to 12 times, St. Peter's last year,
right?
16 times an opponent. So those things can happen when you get to the ridiculous numbers.
I said I was pretty jealous about all these other places having all these tournament teams. South Florida, who doesn't care about any of this stuff, has 2 teams. You got Coral Gables and Boca. Involved in the Sweet 16. Now you got Boca going to the Elite Eight.
The Golden Girls watching
right.
the Elite Eight.
And we can't get anybody. I mean, thanks to Kennesaw State for like giving us something. You can't get any Power Five around here to show up.
Which, again, makes no sense. I know we said it a billion times, but it makes no sense at all.
Frustration.
Yeah. Boca, though, I'd have a hard time concentrating on the schoolwork. I'm not saying it's hard to stay eligible. I don't know if it is or not anymore.
Oh, when nice. Bo Pelini's brother, Carl, was the head coach there, he said his recruiting pitch, he had some success with it, said his recruiting pitch was, you ever been to Boca? And one kid said, yeah, we saved up all year, got 6 days here.
He's like, I can get you here every
5 years.
Yeah,
it's so
years.
Funny
He's
to
like,
me,
that was the whole thing. He said he'd bring Michigan and Pennsylvania and Jersey kids down in February.
Because I grew up going to see my grandparents in Boca. It was the quietest, most boring place, and now it's this... Spring break
happening, man.
Destination.
Can I tell you something?
You know why? Because the as we get older now, we're turning back the clock. These ladies are looking for action. Down
gotcha.
There now.
It's fair,
right? So the 20-year-old from
Boca Del Vista,
the 20-year-old from Milltown, New Jersey, can actually go run around.
Right. Over here, I'll eat the steak off your abs.
But you were going to say something else,
man. There are 5 other ways.
Yeah. No doubt.
I know. Listen. We're a family show, please.
Matt, I don't even think, though, I'm not kidding. I was down there for a soccer tournament. We went on that campus. Mm-hmm. I don't think they call it Boca that way. Like when
No,
you
not like
Boca,
I did.
Yeah.
So it was so Jewish that my grandparents lived in a place called Tamarack, which was more Jewish than Boca. Like, and now it's this totally different destination.
Yeah,
I think, very jealous.
And West Palm.
You
want to
dance?
What's
you
that?
Can dance lying down.
I don't know if you're a man or a woman.
Miami Beach was Jackie Gleason and Frank Sinatra. Then it turned into Drug Paradise and then Party Central.
You ever do the cha-cha lying down?
Want to come online?
Again, I'm assuming this is a woman that you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I wasn't sure. Not that it matters to me.
No, it doesn't.
He said doll. That's a giveaway. Most guys aren't saying doll, right?
I mean, maybe if you're down there, maybe people are. I don't know. Who knows?
What type of... We say this, like, when I moved to Atlanta in 93, where's the pizza, where's the bagel? And everybody say, down in Boca.
You got choices.
Good deli?
Yeah.
Like, if you do good deli, I'm assuming you can do all right?
Yeah. No, good deli, good bagels. You got a lot of shops. You got a lot of options. The pizza depends on if it's coming from somebody from New York or if it's a local
food. Was Lagerman's? Didn't he turn into a bigger success? As
Offerdahl's.
Offerdahl's. That was in Lagerman's.
Offerdahl.
It was some failed edge rusher for Miami.
No, Offerdahl did very well. He's got several spots.
Didn't Lagerman play for the Jets?
He did.
Why? I would know that. I have no earthly idea.
When we were down there, we did this boat tour. The captain of the boat was incredible. He knew who owned every famous person that owned a house. Sylvester Stallone bought that when he's redoing it now. And I don't think he was BSing me.
You think that guy went to happy hour later on in the captain regalia?
Oh, captain, my captain.
No. He wasn't dressed like Meryl Steuben. This guy had shorts and flip-flops on.
When did creepy Robert Loggia become?
It's just, again, the voice that pops into my head. But Chuck, I have no control over how my head works.
On your way back, you pass all the yachts. They have like a yacht dock place.
Careful.
And I'm just telling you that there must be a size minimum to get your boat into these slips.
I have a docking system myself.
I mean, I set you up.
Right, you sure did. You put it on a tee for me.
Creepy, Robert Logan.
We talked about this earlier. Alabama in action at 6:30 tonight against San Diego State. Are you buying what Nick Saban is selling? I have no idea.
That guy never says anything. He knows what he said.
When he talked about his player getting in trouble and there being no such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Knows what he's doing.
This, I think, belies coincidence, does it not?
He also said, I don't know anything and I don't talk about other people. Uh-huh. He talks about other people all
constantly.
The time.
Constantly.
Like, that was the part that I go, I don't care. If you want to play this, I don't know what Nate said. But you can't say that you don't talk about people.
Sometimes it's passive-aggressively. Sometimes it's just aggressively. He knew what he was saying the other day.
What did he say about Jimbo?
Right.
Like, how do you actually, with a straight face, and by the way, you do get quoted, and then people like us play it. I don't talk about other people because I don't hear or read anything. Except when I talk about him and their game.
He also said, I've never listened to a college basketball press conference in my life. Aren't he an Izzo boys?
Yeah, but you don't need to listen to the entire press conference to know what the quote is.
I'm saying that, like, just the absurdity of some of the stuff he says sometimes. Like, who can say I've worked on a college campus for like 30 years off and on, and I've never listened to a college basketball press conference? Like, just don't go there.
I think he was intimating that he never listened to any press conference, including college football press
conferences.
Maybe
his own, based on what he's saying now, because he doesn't remember. I would say to Nick Saban or anybody, lean into this stuff more. Have fun with it. Like, it's so... When you mentioned Jimbo, go after him. Jimbo goes back after. None of it matters when they get on the field. And I've told Chuck this all the time. These guys take these pressers so seriously. It's a great way to promote your brand when we can create these him versus you thing. It gives us an extra storyline. And they're all so serious about it. Back in the day, they would take shots at each other blatantly and we'd love it.
How about when, I can't remember, you would know this, the old Texas coach's name, when he was doing his coach's show, talking about Taco Bell and Barry Switzer showed up.
Was that Fred Akers?
Yes, Fred Akers was doing the show, and Barry Switzer surprised him by showing up.
That's awesome.
To fight him?
No. He made a joke out of the deal. He delivered tacos to Fred Akers. I can't remember what the gist of the joke was, but he surprised him, and he came on his coach's show.
It would be the difference between, like, Spurrier and Tuberville and just saying stuff.
Right.
Just for no reason. When, like, nobody was even talking about Tallahassee. And free shoes! Remember Tuberville? You talk about nobody asking you. He would show up a day early at media days to make sure everybody got them some Tommy Tuberville. Then he would be there the next day for Auburn. That doesn't happen any time now. And when it does happen, everybody's got the script. So it's
a shame.
It is so far away from that.
We got we got all these robots in college football now. It's a shame. We don't have anybody who wants it. That's why Mike Leach will be missed for a million reasons. But the fact that he was so different than everybody else is wonderful.
Well, that's why Lane Kiffin. Because not a lot of guys use social media. PJ Fleck is a guy, you know, it's personality. Now, remember, though, if you're going to be Miss Personality, eventually you do have to win.
Sure, it's got to go with it.
Some guys play it a little bit safer because they just don't necessarily want to have a target.
But that's their problem. My issue is I just have fun with it.
Like, there's one guy. Now, again, you have to win. Do you have to win at Como? Like, if you're Eli, do you really have to win at Missouri, or can you kind of win? Because have you heard some of the stuff Eli Drinkwitz?
Oh, he's great.
After last year's BC game, he's like, well, I'm glad this game is over. For some reason, somebody at Missouri decided to schedule the Boston College game.
The problem is nobody cares about it.
Right.
That's exactly. So do you have to win in football at Missouri, or is it okay to keep up?
Well, I'm going
to
tell you, Iowa, football and basketball. They would drive me crazy if I rooted for that school. They seem to accept mediocrity. Now, again, I'm not saying
what
thanks,
a personality
coach.
On that Kirk Ferentz.
Well, the other guy's got a personality.
He's got one liner after one liner.
Doesn't it make you wonder how you recruit at all when you hear some of these guys?
So, Fran's, think you want to come here?
Anybody from Dubuque?
Fran's got a personality. The problem is it's all kind of crappy.
Yeah.
That's the guy who stares at crowds. He stares at refs. They don't win enough for you to do that. That's that school. I tried to think of the schools that would drive me crazy if I rooted for them. Iowa football and basketball would be, and Tennessee basketball is another one that I'd give up.
I think Rick Barnes is tired. That's part of it.
They don't win. Did you see? They've lost their. They've never gotten out of the Sweet 16 as a top four seed in their last nine attempts, going back to 1981.
It's not possible.
Yeah,
it's the last nine best teams you've
possible.
Had. Thank you,
they
digital
didn't.
Me.
Yep, I got the list.
Other King,
I'm going to show you this. You can have this, Chuck.
Wade used to be one of those teams somewhere.
Domino, this is evidence you're presenting to Chuck Oliver.
Yeah, but sir.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's an episode of Law and Order.
May I approach the bench?
What is today? The 24th of March. Famous Faces celebrating birthdays today.
It's my birthday!
Brought to you by D. Geller & Son, Atlanta's most trusted jeweler since 1939. On a personal note, today is my son Tyler's 29th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
29 years old.
31?
Is he still running around in the woods trying to be
he's not running. He's never running around.
I thought it was a police officer.
Is he a hippie?
No.
Doesn't he want to be like a park ranger?
Well, he was thinking about doing that. As of right now, he's still a police officer.
Oh, I thought
up in suburban Cleveland.
Park ranger was the thing that he was talking about.
Yeah, he wants to do that eventually.
Okay. Do you have to do time in the regular force?
Get a resume? Yeah. I think that's the way it works.
Right.
So he's
just
doing
tell him,
that
be
right
careful,
now.
Man. The woods ain't as friendly as they used to be.
29 years old, anyway.
Okay, bears out there.
Yeah, that's true. The Undertaker's birthday is today. Mark Calloway. Worth $17 million.
Nice.
He's 7'4 or something.
No.
6'10.
Yeah, 6'10. He's a big guy. Now, there
basketball
was,
player.
There was a moment where there was a fake Undertaker who came in and filled the role, but that didn't really last.
The fake Undertaker took on the real Undertaker. Right. Brian Adams, I think, was not the Brian Adams, the singer.
Now we're way confused.
Is the Big Show different?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Paul White. He also played basketball. Clay, Wichita State, I think.
Who's the politician in Tennessee?
That's Kane.
His brother. That's a third guy?
Len Jacobs.
Well, there's a lot of guys. I mean,
there's a lot of big guys.
Sure.
But there's fewer than there used to be.
Well, other than life.
It's hard to be big and old.
Yeah.
It's hard to be big and old.
Professional wrestlers, there's, you know.
Wow. Yes, Roddy Piper's dead. I mean, still a lot of guys who are dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he past 60? 64.
He always was older to me when he probably...
70.
Yeah, when he broke in 65.
He's only 58.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
60's the number in the wrestling world.
Yeah, he's not wrestling. 60,
I know, but I think you celebrate a little bit more when you live past 60.
Right.
That's a finish line?
Seems to be a number
And he's done all right for himself, all things considered.
$17 million.
$17 million. So,
wow.
And still around.
And not having to wrestle like some of these other guys who have to wrestle.
Jim Parsons. The Big Bang Theory. It's his birthday today. One of those shows, again, Matt, I don't know anybody that watched.
I never saw one episode of it.
Big Astros fan.
It was the number one show on TV. I never saw an episode.
Have you ever seen Young Sheldon?
No.
Funny.
Yeah.
Really funny
my
show.
My wife watches that show.
Yes.
He is worth $160 million.
Oh, my God.
Dip. He's a creator.
You heard me.
Oh, he was there the first meeting?
And they all got paid at the end in a minute.
Sure
syndication
did.
And everything else.
He didn't create that, but Young Sheldon.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Holding is his thing.
Who else is in that show? Is that Kelly Cuoco? Was she in that one?
Yeah, Miami.
She was in Big Bang Theory, yes.
Yeah.
And she's a big, I bet she's making $25 million a year endorsing stuff now.
Jean Smart and Craig T. Nelson are in Young Sheldon.
And Annie Potts.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's like Annie Potts had a day.
Designing Annie Potts, not Jean Smart. Annie
Potts. Yeah, I was going to say, all right.
I get Jean designing Smart's women and, mixed up.
Who else?
Dixie Carter.
Reba? Reba.
I don't know.
Who plays Craig T. Nelson's ex-wife in that?
Is it Reba? I don't know. I've just seen bits and pieces of it. Obviously, I got Jean Smart confused with Potts.
You dropped Dixie Carter. Who's the one that was in the HBO First and Ten?
That was Dixie Carter.
No.
Oh, Delta
Burke. Right, good call. Yep.
Who's married to Gerald McCraney.
Yes. For
Major Dad.
I think still.
Okay. Another show I never saw. Just
walk down the CBS road of sitcoms.
Just old shows.
And remember, First and Ten on HBO, the NFL wouldn't even allow that anymore.
No.
We found out. We can't do those types of shows.
First and Ten was way ahead
there
of its time.
There are partners.
John Matusak also.
That's right.
Before he OD'd on heroin.
OJ before he killed people.
OJ was Tony T.D. Parker.
T.D. Parker.
Anyway, Jim Parsons.
46.
50. 46. He is 50. Peyton Manning's birthday is today.
Let's go, Insurance and Justice. Let's go.
Grill.
Let's go, Insurance and Justice. Let's
$80.
Go. Cut that meat.
Sandwich.
Cut that meat.
$6.
Cut that meat.
That's when we first saw the other side, the humorous side of Peyton Manning.
What a turn that nobody would have ever predicted.
Yep. Does it start with a 4?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
No?
Nope.
What's it start with?
$250 million.
How old is
the chase? Well, that's the game we're playing right now, Chris.
I'm going to say 20 and a half. He's 48 today.
The owner of Omaha Productions.
47.
97. Yeah, 48.
He is 47. Like I said, worth $250 million.
Why is he still working?
Give him something to do,
I
guess.
He's working.
I think
he's enjoying himself.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he's already won.
When you have to show up places on time.
Kind of.
I think this is called drinking from the silver cup. Like he's reached that point where everything is just.
He does that Monday Night Show out of his house.
He just goes down a flight of stairs.
Yeah. It's the silver cup.
Yeah. He surprised me in all this. Eli surprised me. Like, Eli is good.
I will tell you, his personality was so perfect for New York because everything is.
Yeah.
It's like water off a duck's back. Nothing bothers him.
I agree.
Nothing. Allison Hannigan's birthday is today.
One time at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun.
Glad we didn't use the other one.
Do you want to tie it back to CBS?
This one time at band camp,
we
all lost our music, and we were supposed to play this song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny.
Glad we played it.
American Pie.
Got a feeling it's going to be a third one.
She was in How I Met Your Mother.
She was. That's right.
CBS show.
Yep. Worth $40
million. Is that it?
Wow.
She's worth 40? Those CBS series pay, man.
$40
million. Again. And this one time at band camp.
$40 million.
You know what? That line, this one time at band camp, has become like a limerick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fill it in any way you choose.
It's now a member of, the world of pop culture.
And this one time at band camp.
$40 million's great. She's probably happy. How tired do you think she gets when she's walking down the street and somebody yells that? I mean, it's got to be a
$40 million and I'm okay with it.
I guess.
I'm just waving.
Yeah,
I'm just waving.
I took the
I'm going, I remember that.
$40 million. Domino! Every day, right?
Hey,
that's right. I'm Domino. $40 million.
Who are those people? Like, you have that one line. You know, there are those characters that, what you talk about Willis, I'm sure
Gary Coleman
heard that constantly. It's like, you can't escape certain things.
He took a lot of things well in the end. Gary Coleman.
How about Reggie Miller now? He looks into a camera and screams, "Where's the beef?"
Mm-hmm.
A takeoff on "Where's the beef?"
Right.
Because Wendy's checks clear.
Damn right they
do. Good for him.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, they clear.
That's like the best thing on his resume right now is Wendy's.
So how old is...
I've seen his wife.
Allison Hannigan.
He's finding that.
She's always 24.
She's 47.
That would be a miracle if she's always 24. That's a good guess. She's
at
46.
The bank.
She is 49. Steve Ballmer.
Oilers! 1,116 Oilers! You're an three times the NBA average number of Oilers! We do not want people waiting in line. We want them to get back to their damn seats.
He sounds like Matt Foley, the Chris Farley character.
He does, but this is proof that you can buy yourself at a nerd.
Nerds win.
Buy yourself at a nerd.
Nerds now, always win.
When you're the owner of the Clippers, you're cool. When his whole life he was never, and now he's got enough money, he can buy cool.
$80 billion.
Who's counting? $80 billion?
What is $75
billion? How does somebody calculate that?
How would you know today what happened? You go check your ATM balance. What do? You keep it on your phone?
Well, you can if you have... The world knows that if you have 28% of a company's stock, just look at the stock price.
Right.
They tell you that's your net worth, but that's not really how it works.
I don't have anything that would fluctuate to that point.
Right.
Like, I can tell you my balance was.
That's what I mean. Right.
So we got like 2,300 in checking. What do you want?
You have an American Express Black, and you just pay.
I think he's got even a step above that.
You have that card, and you just midnight pay for black. Everything. Yeah. With the card.
Lionel Richie told a story. Don't play campfire. It's funny. Christmas Eve, he walks into a Mercedes dealership in Montgomery. Sales guy's like 25, doesn't know who the hell he is. Says, I want to buy these 7 Mercedes. And he's like, okay, sir, I'm going to need some ID. He hands him the personal card of the president of Bank of America. Says, call him. My credit's good.
That's the way to do it.
That's better than a gold card or a black card or anything else. It's like, no, here's the president.
I would tell Lionel, the second you drove those off the lot, buddy, you lost value in those
things. By the way, I saw Elvis do it with Cadillacs. How'd that turn out?
Lionel, show off.
Died on a toilet. That's how that turned out.
Exactly.
He went on the he was laying by the toilet.
Yeah, again, put him in the bed with 2 hookers and a bag of coke.
Why don't we stage these better?
What?
I'm
serious about that.
You stage these things.
I'm serious about that.
Dying by the toilet?
I am not. I've said that for years. There's no doubt in my mind.
After everything he did for the Memphis Mafia, they owed him at least that.
Weekend at Bernie's him. Just put him up, sitting up in the bed.
He's still alive.
Don't tell him he's dead.
Right.
Yeah. Believability, though. Guy that age, in that shape.
So what?
With cocaine and 2 hookers?
I'm paying them enough to say, he was so good right before he died.
Absolutely.
That's what you got to do 100%. If you're Elvis's people. Took care of a lot of people for
Hugh
a long
Hefner
time.
Didn't die on the floor by the toilet. He was in bed with a couple of models.
Steve Ballmer, 67. Tomorrow, Elton John celebrates a birthday. Now we're talking money. $550 million.
And he's giving away a couple of $100 million.
Yep.
Yes.
Part-time Atlanta resident.
And he had to sue somebody because he was almost broke once. Here in Atlanta, he had to sue somebody.
His top to bottom, this album's outstanding to this day.
Yes.
Top to bottom.
Not wrong.
Yes.
Has he made his last farewell tour? Or are we going to do it again?
It was kind of interrupted by COVID.
But he came back and finished it.
He's finishing up in England for a couple of nights. I don't think he's finishing in Wembley. Okay. He's finishing in someplace else in England.
Not to be too
this year.
Carlos music snobbish, but it's not just the hits. Gray Seal, Funeral for a Friend, Harmony.
The Harmony's the last song on this album.
It's good Lord, ridiculous. The whole thing.
Again, I will sound like the music snob at that time.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's lived that role. He walks around in that role.
Anyway,
he relishes that role.
Elton one time spent $60 million in a 20-month period.
On?
Including buying over $400,000 worth of flowers.
I've heard that story.
It's code for cocaine.
Do you know what he also used to do? He used to buy million-dollar-plus pieces of art to give to friends, like Rod Stewart or somebody.
He'll tell you, it's a miracle I'm alive.
Oh, surely. Yeah, with what he's done to his body?
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, kids?
Right.
Youngish kids.
Mm-hmm. And now
he punched one of his children in the face.
That's alleged.
I've never heard that story,
Chuck. And David. Isn't it David?
Yeah, David Furnish.
David. And now he describes himself as the most boring guy ever.
God bless him. He's a brace man.
You can be boring. You don't have you like to call it the FOMO, because literally nothing you haven't done.
Correct.
3 times over.
Right.
He's done everything
multiple
3
times.
He even got married to a woman.
Yeah,
He's like, all right, I tried it.
There's nothing he hasn't done. Like, on a Tuesday night.
I did that twice.
Yeah.
Well, see, but he decided, you know what? Can try something. Let's be crazy here. Let's be totally different.
On a random Tuesday night, he had more fun than 95% of the population.
Fun or experience stuff than 95%?
No. All of it.
All of the above.
All of it. There was somebody, I think Super 70 Sports might have put it, there was a magazine cover where it says, it's like 1980 or 79. Elton John has given up the glasses, crazy costumes, and everything else. I just saw the guy.
Yeah.
There's still some crazy glasses and costumes. Mm-hmm. It's not as crazy.
Good for him for getting it early, the way to dress up an image and do all that
right
stuff.
About
and,
that.
I'm going to wear a Donald Duck costume on stage.
How old he is?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, sorry.
He's 72.
How old is he?
I was going to say, is he getting close to 80, 76?
74.
He is 76. And Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday is today. She's worth $200 million.
No, she's not.
I was thinking about using the scene from Footloose when she says, no fighting Willard,
right.
Christopher Penn, but then I didn't want to be a movie snob.
That's not a movie snob.
Sex and City.
No, that's Footloose. You can go with that. You could have gone Honeymoon in Vegas.
Or at the pool, Honeymoon in Vegas.
Flight of the Navigator.
I don't understand her.
Great call, Flight of the Navigator.
Do you remember, sure enough, when we were at Yankee Stadium, we walked right past her. Was I the only one that
saw
her?
Remember. I mean,
right past her.
She was
going to our seats. Yeah, tiny.
Yeah.
He's a Met fan, though, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that.
It's too bad.
I think Matthew Broderick's a Met fan.
I wish better for him.
She had a day, though. In Honeymoon in Vegas, she looked great. Uh-huh. I never saw it in Sex and the City as much.
I just think this show, in my mind, it's not the only thing she's done. I know that. But this show annoyed me, and I didn't watch
it. I didn't watch it. That you were their target audience.
Oh, is that what it was?
This was like Bravo.
So like
for
John
me.
Wick might annoy her.
Yeah, this was like Bravo and their shows for me. I was in the room when it was on.
So you're in the room a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is my bedroom. I mean, I got to lay down.
The $200 million is actually an underestimate. She made $147 million. For the final three seasons of Sex and the City.
HBO paid that
before making two movies for
I didn't realize HBO could throw that kind of coin around.
She made $3.2 million per episode starting in season four.
Maybe I heard that subconsciously.
Maybe. What is Broderick worth?
Not that money.
I guess not.
I will respect on her name.
So
I didn't know she was bringing down $50 million a year.
She's 52.
But no, she was on Square Pegs, and she was she's 55.
How does HBO make that up? Charging with the math not adding up here.
Incidentally, speaking of HBO, Succession is back on Sunday.
Sunday night.
They did say, I saw an interview with Brian Cox. He said, we're going to get into it this year.
Final season.
But he said there's some funny. I guess it's going to be so over the top at some point.
That show's wonderful, the way they can give you the funny in the middle of the I hate all of you.
The children have to win, right?
Why?
I don't think anybody wins.
That's a good point. But the construct of the show, if they win, how does that?
They should be on a private jet.
I don't know if you know this.
There's your ending.
The father and all the kids are going to be sitting in a diner, and it's just going to go black.
It is HBO.
I'm going to have to figure out who won.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker's 58 years old. And with that, we bid you adieu. Want to thank Peter King and Buster Olney.
DeVito's got to go.
For joining us today. Hoyt and Dan Matthews and Brandon Joseph and Justin the intern and Derek Thomas and Matt Lear and Adam Gillespie. Thank you all. Enjoy your weekend.
You believe in a little bit of prayer?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, throw one up today. I got a kid who's playing goalie today. I'm not going to.
Look at you.
I got to be so far away from everybody
else.
She's
playing goalie against a really good team.
Yeah.
Let's hope she comes out in one piece.
She's a netminder.
Let's hope her fullbacks do their job. How about that?
Oh, wow. Look at that. How about worry about you? No, tell her to worry about her. Do your job.
You think God's got time to help out with that, DeMino?
I said pray. I didn't say God. Whoever it is.
He didn't say his God was a petty God and cared about the outcome of a game.
He said
if you are prone, if there's anybody you'd like to throw one up to.
The old adage is it never hurts to ask. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
The answer
we'll talk
might be
to you.
No.
Maybe, but it might be yes. We'll talk to you Monday at 11. DeMino Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Done.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Necky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.